Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck.
I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me.
I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God.
More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength.
How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see.
Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me, Lord of hosts. Let not those who seek you be dismayed through me, God of Israel.
It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me.
When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Alleluia.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Alleluia.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Alleluia.
This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes.
Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me.
Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes.
You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find.
For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Alleluia.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
As for me, in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up.
I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God, more than oxen, more than beasts, prepared for sacrifice.
The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy, and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures.
For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God our Father, to show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather, through the contemplation of his wounds, make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church and with grateful love for you.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
Christ Jesus, you have risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Let the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. I, John, saw another mighty angel come down from heaven wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow about his head. His face shone like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. In his hand he held a little scroll which had been opened. He placed his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and then gave a loud cry like the roar of a lion. When he cried out, the seven thunders raised their voices too. I was about to start writing when the seven thunders spoke, but I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have spoken, and do not write it down." Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven and took an oath by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and earth and sea along with everything in them. There shall be no more delay. When the time comes for the seventh angel to blow his trumpet, the mysterious plan of God, which he announced to his servants, the prophets, shall be accomplished in full. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go, take the open scroll from the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land." I went up to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little scroll." He said to me, "Here, take it and eat it. It will be sour in your stomach, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. In my mouth it tasted as sweet as honey, but when I swallowed it, my stomach turned sour. Then someone said to me, "You must prophesy again for many peoples and nations, languages and kings."
When the trumpet sounds, God will have accomplished the mysterious plan,
which he announced to his servants the prophets.
Alleluia! Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and majesty,
which he announced to his servants the prophets. Alleluia!
From a sermon by Saint Ephrem, Deacon. Death trampled our Lord underfoot, but he in his turn treated death as a high road for his own feet. He submitted to it, enduring it willingly, because by this means he would be able to destroy death in spite of itself. Death had its own way when our Lord went out from Jerusalem carrying his cross. But when, by a loud cry from that cross, he summoned the dead from the underworld, death was powerless to prevent it. Death slew him by means of the body, which he had assumed, but that same body proved to be the weapon by which he conquered death. Concealed beneath the cloak of his manhood, his Godhead engaged death in combat. But in slaying our Lord, death itself was slain. It was able to kill natural human life, but was itself killed by the life that is above the nature of man. Death could not devour our Lord unless he possessed a body. Neither could hell swallow him up unless he bore our flesh. And so he came in search of a chariot in which to ride to the underworld. This chariot was the body which he received from the Virgin. In it, he invaded death's fortress, broke open its strong room, and scattered all its treasure. At length he came upon Eve, the mother of all the living. She was that vineyard whose enclosure her own hand had enabled death to violate, so that she could taste its fruit. Thus the mother of all the living became the source of death for every living creature. But in her stead, Mary grew up, a new vine in place of the old. Christ, the new life, dwelt within her. When death, with its customary impudence, came foraging for her mortal fruit, it encountered its own destruction in the hidden life that fruit contained. All unsuspecting, it swallowed him up, and in doing so released life itself and set free a multitude of men. He who was also the carpenter's glorious son set up his cross above death's all-consuming jaws and led the human race into the dwelling place of life. Since a tree had brought about the downfall of mankind, it was upon a tree that mankind crossed over to the realm of life. Bitter was the branch that had once grafted upon that ancient tree, but sweet the young shoot that has now been grafted in, the shoot in which we are meant to recognize the Lord whom no creature can resist. We give glory to you, Lord, who raised up your cross to span the jaws of death like a bridge by which souls might pass from the region of the dead to the land of the living. We give glory to you who put on the body of a single mortal man and made it the source of life for every other mortal man. You are incontestably alive. Your murderers sowed your living body in the earth as farmers sow grain, but it sprang up and yielded an abundant harvest of men raised from the dead. Come then, my brothers and sisters, let us offer our Lord the great and all-embracing sacrifice of our love, pouring out our treasury of hymns and prayers before him who offered his cross in sacrifice to God, for the enrichment of us all. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
We have the spirit of faith by which we believe that he who raised Jesus to life will also raise us up with Jesus.
But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.